Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today's topic is the effect of COVID-19 on travel, and more specifically, on traveling to Italy. And my guest is John Conenna, an expert in the travel industry with over 43 years experience and the owner of Venus Travel in Chicago. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, good evening, and thank you for having me back on Keeping It Real here with Frankie D. This is always a good time with you, and you're very informative, and I couldn't wait to do this with you.
Well, thank you, and it's great to have you because this is a very important topic right now. Obviously, we know what's going on in the world, and our travel to our beloved Italy has been crazy, insane, confusing, and that's why you're here today to explain to us what's really happening. So tell us about, right off the bat, COVID-19 and going to Italy. I want to go to Italy. What happens now?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, right at the moment, it is a bad situation. Basically, the European Union has stopped anyone from going not only to Italy, to other parts of Europe. If you don't have, if you have an American passport, you're not going to be allowed. Now, there are some ways to bend the rules, but it has to be what is called essential, meaning a death in the family, some kind of an emergency with a property there, but you would have to have an essential letter, which in that case is a little bit of a long-winded process where you have to have it come from Italy, then have it translated in English. So when the airline does see it, they will decide yay or nay if this is an essential matter and you can go with your American passport. The only way, let's say, and let's keep it on the Italy theme, if you are going to Italy, let's say to Sicily, to Bari, to Rome, Naples, and you have the Italian passport, and you're a citizen of the country, you will be allowed to go. But, Frank, the situation...
What's going to happen once I go?
Right. The situation, American passport and the essential letter, or the Italian passport, you will have to quarantine for the 14 days when you get there. If it's a hotel or a home, could be your aunt's house, your grandma's house, or if you have a home there, they want you to quarantine, and it is mandatory. It's not something like, okay, you're going to quarantine for 14 days and you don't do it. They are checking the situation.
Okay, so from your experience and you being in the industry, do they really police that?
Yes. Matter of fact, I had a client 3 weeks ago. I did keep in contact with the daughter after the mother left, and she was going to Rome. When she got to Rome, as soon as she got off the plane, they took the residence address of where she was staying, and they have checked on her every other day, either by coming to the house or calling the cellular and just asking questions. So yes, they are policing it a lot stronger than they're policing the 14-day quarantine in Chicago coming back from Wisconsin.
Okay, then let me ask you this, and I don't know if you know the answer, but if you get caught going out in Italy while you are supposed to be in the quarantine state, the first 14 days, do you know what would happen to you?
There is a fine. You know, Frank, that is a great question. There is a dollar amount fine, a euro fine. I don't know what it is. I want to say it could be up to about it could be a $500 US penalty, which would be the equivalent of that in euros. But yes, there is a fine, and you would have to pay that fine. It is some kind of euro amount, especially in Europe.
Okay,
yes.
Is there any chance that they send you back to where you came from?
I think, Frank, from what I heard, and this happened just yesterday in my office, yes, they could tell you to go back, and then you would be subject to the 14-day quarantine here and then a penalty from Europe coming back here. That's what someone was telling me yesterday. I mean, if you are just one of these persons that says, you know what, no, I'm going to do my thing. Yes, I think they can turn around. And then that would go through the embassy of that country.
John, you with me?
Yes, I am, Frank. Yes,
okay,
I'm sorry.
You kind of froze for 1 second.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, having said that, any ideas? Because this is your livelihood. This is what you do every day. Obviously, you're in the travel industry, but you, being Italian, being in Chicago, being in an Italian area, you kind of specialize in tickets for Italy.
Yes.
Any ideas, your opinion, because your opinion is much stronger than my opinion. When will these borders be open? Will they be open by 2021? Is that possible?
Well, you know, Frank, it was going really well. The borders were open up until about July 1st, and you still had the quarantine. But after July 1st, when the thing started spiking here in the United States, the United States was one of the countries where now they are not allowing you with the American passport. I was just asked the other day, what is the latest? And right now it is September 1st. I don't see it reopening in 2020. I think they'll look at this in 2021 after maybe the January 15th marker, because I just, now there are internal problems within Europe. So let alone our country seems to be the one that is spiking the most, the U.S., I don't foresee this till 2021, and I'm hoping we have a vaccine by then, and or they do start to do maybe limitations of different cities coming from different cities.
So basically, and I would assume that Italy perhaps is the most visited country in the world.
Yes, and Frank, I have to tell you, that is a great point by you. When this first started, and I had spoke to you off the cuff back in February, right in February when that Lombardy area got affected with the 3,000 cases, I knew that this was going to be a problem for the tourism of that country.
So for a good 6 months, there has been no touring in Italy.
No touring whatsoever here from the United States. The people that did go maybe went in March and came back in early April. But as you know, from north to south, not too many people go there. It really starts maybe after the Easter season. So the people that did go went and came back. And when they did come back, of course, they were telling me, John, the situation, especially in the north at that time in the month of March, was horrendous.
So economically, this has just been catastrophic. Catastrophic for Italy and for just everyone that deals in any way, shape, or form, from a taxi driver to a restaurant owner to the bus boy to the hotel to who cleans the hotel rooms, resorts, entertainers. Everybody has just been crushed.
Yeah, Frank, I have to tell you, I over the years of doing this, of course, I've made many relationships with basically what I would call like the small restaurant guy, the cab driver when I would go with my wife, the limo driver, you name it, the tourist guide. And I would call upon these people. I have the DePiros coming tomorrow, Frank and Ivana, make sure you pick them up. Would you believe all my contacts, and I hate to say this, all my contacts right now of those smaller people, smaller businesses are already closed in Europe and don't know if they're going to reopen for the 2021 season. So going forward, it affects, of course, all of us, the domino effect. And now I have to build new relationships in Europe. Yes.
Do you, obviously hoping and praying, we're going to have a better outlook in 2021, correct? Next summer?
You know, Frank, I just can't see, and let's keep it, like you said, on the theme of Italy. I just can't see Italy surviving another year of this without tourism. It's just been a debacle of major proportions here, from the north to the south. And
it's very sad.
Oh,
it's just very sad, because when I think of all those people that's their livelihoods.
Yes.
And it was basically eliminated.
Eliminated. I mean, like you said, the tipping, the driver, the tour guide, the boat people, the cruise industry, that, you know, people would take cruises to Italy and then take a week and go see their relatives in Naples or in Abruzzo or La Bari.
So right now you are reduced to the only people that contact you to go to Italy is either a sickness, a death, or some type of business. Perhaps people that maybe even work with Italy and America, and they have to go.
Exactly.
And otherwise,
and have this essential zero. Letter, or the people that are fortunate that have the Italian passport. But again, like you had mentioned here to start this tonight, everyone has to remember that there is a 14-day quarantine. So if you're going to go there, you're going to need more. I would have to say at least make this trip a 1-month trip. But as we approach the winter months, I think this will become less and less with the essential. Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this as well. Changing pace a little bit. How do you see the role of the professional travel agent, which is what you do, versus the internet, which has become, I'm assuming, a much more common way to purchase a ticket?
Yes.
For people, not myself.
Right.
I'm going on Beaumont Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
But some people.
I love when you come there. No, but I have to tell you, I think, and as much as I'm an internet basher, meaning, you know, how can somebody push a keyboard and wait for a response and get an answer? Yes, we all go online for things. I know I've been ordering supplies now on Amazon for my office. I get it. But I think now this might be a lesson learned, because I've heard from so many people that it says, oh my God, John, we want to tell you, we were going to call you. We did this online. We lost some of our money. They are holding our money. We don't know what's going to happen. I think this might be a wake-up call when it comes to especially Italy, Europe in general. Maybe even where people are going to say, think twice before pushing keys. I think they're going to want to deal with a professional because he's going to have to know a trusted vendor and know and have the dealings with the people back and forth. I've heard so many horror stories just in regards to Europe, let alone Europe, Mexico, the United States, where people lost money because a lot of these internet companies, Frank, went belly up, went bankrupt.
That's a very good point. And now they have no one to call, whereas at least if they bought the ticket through you, right, you have an office. I can go see you. I can call you on the phone. You're a real person. I got to also think that, I'm going to Italy, my first time. You have all these relationships with hotels, restaurants, taxi drivers, tour guides that would be so beneficial. Whereas if I buy that ticket on the internet, there's absolutely no one to help me with that.
No. And it was really, truly proven during this episode, which happened where right around that March 1st time zone, when the COVID hit, people were scrambling, lines were tied up. I mean, these internet companies weren't ready for the overflow of people calling and saying, hey, we cannot go. We are not allowed to go there. This has been shut down. Our government is saying we can't travel to such and such place. They weren't prepared. Just like an agent like me, I had to kind of, we'll use the word pivot. I had to be ready now to be that person, not only who booked your trip, but now I had to be ready to tell you what was coming back and what was the refund and what were the consequences of your trip without insurance. Right.
And you know what, John, the older I've gotten, and I think living through this pandemic, which I'm pretty sure changed 100% of us, because literally all our lives were turned upside down. And I think we look at things different. And I realize, like, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, I could buy the pasta for $1.80 a pound from that major corporation, or I could buy it for $2.20 from Joe's store. That Joe is a man that feeds his family. is 40 cents going to kill me? My God, no. And I thought, and I've come to the conclusion, like, you know, everybody tries to save a buck. I'm not trying to, I get that. You know, I come
to the yes.
Okay. But when it comes to certain things, it's like, you know, you are an individual, a family man, you have a business. I get it. You have to earn a living. I'm assuming I go online, I find some cheap ticket. You're going to be a little more, but that personal service. And also just the fact that, hey, you know, I'm spending by him, he spends by me, the world goes round this way. I've changed my tune with a lot of things. So I highly advise
great point.
Going
great point. One hand does
that individual, that guy that's feeding his family, and it's not such a bad thing. You know, a couple dollars more, it's not going to kill any of us, okay? You know, it's just a whole different way of thinking. So, you know, to those out there that, you know, I get it. They go online and they're like, you can't beat that personal service. You can't beat it, especially, tell us a couple quick stories like on bus rides or window seats or certain situations that have happened with you where you get a call in the middle of the night.
Oh, Frank, incredible. When, you know, the pre-COVID days.
Pre-COVID.
It's incredible. I had a honeymoon couple last year at 3 in the morning call me. It was a 12 o'clock in Italy because of the 7 hours ahead. And they called me and they says, John, we overslept. We missed our 12 o'clock train. I says, okay, sit tight. I'll see if I can get you on. Where are you now? They go, we're headed to the train station. I was able to call the Italian rail in the middle of the night for me, but of course in the normal business hours for Italy, and talked to somebody, pulled up their ticket numbers because I keep everything on my phone, or if I keep everything on my computer at home, was able to change their tickets, everything else, found somebody really nice. They says, so, you know, Mr. Canena, we are not going to charge the DeMonte family for this change. We understand these things happen, but once they got to the train station, it was there. I told them to text me as soon as they got there to make sure everything was okay. Matter of fact, Frank, they had even forgotten their wallet. I put it on my credit card, my personal credit card. And sure enough, I told them, you can pay me when you get back. These are things that, yes, like you said, the internet cannot do, you know.
It cannot. And I'm sure you have 100 of those type of stories because that is personal service. You sleep with this phone, do you?
Yeah, yes, Frank.
Don't be bashful to say it.
It's in between me and Connie. Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't even know that, but whatever. Okay, so that's what I mean. 24-hour service, correct?
Right, right. You know, Frank, I had one today. A good friend of the family said to me, good friend of the family. He says, John, I'm leaving Friday for Italy, as you know. And I says, yeah. He says, I know you're in the neighborhood. I have to ask you the favor of favors. And I says, what is it? He says, could you drive me to O'Hare on Friday for my flight? I says, I will be there because at this time I am not that busy due to this COVID. I says, I will take you for all the trips you book for me. This is not a problem. I mean, I can't do it for everyone, but I.
But if you can, you will.
I exactly. That's
so. Tell us, how do I, when I'm able to travel, how do I get in touch with John Canena at Venus Travel?
Well, Frank, a couple different ways. Of course, the number that has stood since 1968, just a different area code from 68, but it's 773-637-1110. And of course, you can reach me by email at John, J-O-H-N, at venustravel.com.
And where are you located since 1968? Where are you located?
My father, Vincenzo Canena, opened up that office in 1968 and still there today at 7418 West Belmont Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. We're on the north side of Belmont.
A good old-fashioned travel.
Yes.
It's beautiful. You go there and it inspires travel.
I remember you saying that all the time.
It really does.
Thank you, Frank.
It's the old-fashioned travel agent with all the brochures and probably an Alitalia plane is in there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there is one there, yeah.
Was it broken? You played with it too much? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wish it was operating.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's true. But and then you're on all the, I'm assuming, social medias. And
yeah, we have a Facebook page, Frank. We have
website
an Instagram.
As well.
Yeah, and we're always putting, you know, specials, things, warnings, alerts. Even if there's bad weather, we're putting things out there all the time to, you know, and I do a column called Travel Tips by John Kanenan, always during the seasons to just keep people updated of what's going on. And I was doing a lot of COVID alerts when this all first happened.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, John, you know what? Thank you, because this is an extremely important topic. And, you know, we are an Italian-American podcast, so Italy is in the heart of all these problems. Yeah. And there's so many people that want to travel, and you spelled it out for us quite clearly.
Yeah. And Frank, I have to thank you because, you know, I like I said, just briefly, I do write those articles on the travel tips. I know a lot of people that see them, like the Facebook, but there's people like, let's say, the Cesarios or the Cinque Granis, my in-laws who you know, couldn't read or write. They definitely, you know, would rather see hear this on a podcast or see it to know what is truly going on with Europe. So again, hats off to you for
exactly.
having me
no,
on.
Thank you. Very yeah. beneficial information. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Let's help the individual, the personal yeah. guy. The personal situation. That's our theme for the future. Assuming we're going to live past this pandemic, and we are. So let's get back to, I don't know, to basics, so to speak.
That's for sure, point. Frank. So, well put, Frank. Thank you
John
so Conana, much.
John Venus Travel, thank you so much for all the info and all you do for our Italian-American community. And to all our listeners, as I always say, stay proud.
Se Taormina è il più bel fiore di Sicilia, c'è la Sardegna, paradiso in mezzo al blu. Ma c'è un'isola che desta meraviglia, si chiama Capri e non si scorda più. Poi Napoli, Sorrento e così via, l'Italia è un souvenir di simpatia. Amore, pizze ed allegria, che bella l'Italia. Il mare come compagnia, è bella l'Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa qua. C'è Venezia che sorride a tutto il mondo, come una donna sempre ti innamorerà. Roma eterna visitata dalla gente per le bellezze e per l'antichità. Firenze quell'artistica città che mai nessuno al mondo scorderà. Amore, pizza ed allegria. Che bella Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia. Quando c'è la luna piena a Portofino, del vino bianco la ragazza insieme a te, può cambiare in quell'istante il tuo destino, perché un amore più splendido non c'è. I laghi, le montagne e così via, l'Italia sembra tanta fantasia. Amore, pizza ed allegria, è bella l'Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia, è bella l'Italia, il mare come compagnia. sta a cuore. La la.